Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Captain's Log. Mr. Southwest Florida, Paul Harper. Thanks, man. Thanks for being my guest.
What's up, man?
It's been,
glad to be here.
We've known each other for quite a long time. It's been a good journey.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It's so funny because we're like coming full circle in live video and what we're doing today. It's great to be here, and I'm glad that we're coming out and we're bringing a lot of stuff to give away today, and I am super excited. But while I'm getting ready to share this out to a few places,
go ahead.
Let you talk a little.
That's cool.
And
totally cool.
Let's get this thing rolling.
So guys, thanks for joining us on the Captain's Log. By the way, this is your podcast as well as live on Facebook. You can download the podcast if you get your podcast anywhere. You can always get it on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, you name it. It's the Captain's Log with Brian Spina. But also, you just want to hit that little bell up there and like us, so when I go live or when Paul goes live on his, you can know. It'll notify you right away. And here we are. We're live. We're in Naples, Florida. We want to talk about a bunch of fun stuff today, but also we have like crazy stuff to give away. You came with like Santa Claus, like prizes.
And I had nothing when I left the house.
Yeah. I mean, and you just put the word out like, hey, I'm going live and I want to give away some stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean,
that's how you do it. It's the power of the internet, man. It's really cool. And the funny thing we touched on it for a second. Are you done with your shares and getting all those groups?
Oh, no, almost done. One more. One share here.
And that's cool.
We're going live. Rant and Rave, my local Southwest Florida. If you're not a part of it, it's a riot. People have a great time in there. We'll talk some more about those community pages. But this is where we're gonna share this over to now, to over 7,000 people.
Cool.
And see if we get some of them people in here trolling us.
So yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is years ago we hooked up. I guess it wasn't on the good terms, right?
Right, yeah.
It was about a show, and you used to go by a different name, a screen name, right?
Yeah, Naples Critic. Yeah, that's where, Naples Critic. I made my start.
Yeah. And you basically, what, you did like food reviews and
a little bit, yeah. You know,
you were just an all-around ball buster?
Yeah, I was one of those pretentious guys.
Yeah, just an all-around ball buster.
Yeah. And I sent you an email.
You did.
Yeah.
Well, it was a weird experience. I mean, first of all, you do go to Off the Hook often, right?
Oh, yeah.
At my club.
Absolutely.
And you're a fan.
Absolutely.
But there was it was a train wreck of a show. which, I mean, as an owner, like, I couldn't have asked for any worse scenario, right? So it was respectable that, you know, you wrote a review or something. But basically, Brett Butler was the comedian. She was on stage. Horrific show. You know, she was dealing with some other issues other than being funny, and you called me out on it, which was fine. And right. I didn't know you at the time at all, right?
No,
like you just
some regular patron.
Yeah, you were just a regular customer.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, actually I don't even remember how it went, but maybe after a while I was just like, whatever, dude, what did I say, how did it work?
No, you know what, you didn't even respond to me.
Oh, I didn't.
And I actually looked it up like online last night. It's still out there.
Okay.
But it's like on a site that doesn't, it's not even relevant anymore.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just funny because I'm like, I got to remember, like, because what was it about the experience? But I remember you actually, but you did do something great. You didn't respond directly to me, but you did send out like a big email blast to all your like people that attended the thing and offered tickets. For another show. So, I mean, you definitely made the effort, you know, to the mass.
That happens sometimes. I mean, you never know.
Mean,
they're live shows.
You didn't have to, but you did.
It's a live show. You know, sometimes, like, the performers have a bad day, just like me and you. But you have to understand that, like, we picked the best people for the job, right?
Right.
We're not putting, like, people up there who aren't tried and true or, like, aren't people that are going to provide a great experience. It just so happened that she was not having a very good day.
She was definitely off game that night.
It was rough.
You know, but, and on the flip side, you know, I have some of my best memories with, you know, a friend who I recently lost. And I had this memory recently, within the last year or two, with Ralphie May here at the one, your new spot,
you know,
it was a great show. I even remember see, when I saw Ralphie that at that show,
yep.
You know, I'm never one of those guys that's like, I got to go get a picture. But at that time when I saw Ralphie, there was just something in me with my buddy who just had recently passed away. Like, hey, I need to get a picture with this guy.
Totally.
And so I have that memory with Ralphie. I mean, one of the greatest shows. I mean, I think I've seen him 3 times.
He was amazing. Clubs. I mean, you know, he would do 2+ hours on stage. And
unbelievable.
Just give you
your money.
Absolutely.
Like, and then some.
Yeah.
Never. He left it all on the stage, man. Rest in peace, Ralphie, and rest in peace, Big Rob. So.
We got along really well. We had a connection because not only were we foodies, we liked to cook, but we also fished.
Oh yeah,
and Ralphie's big thing was like when he came down here, I better be ready to fish because otherwise he's like, I ain't coming, Captain. I ain't coming to your club unless we're fishing. You know.
You're like, hey, I think we're gonna need a bigger boat. Yeah, though, right. Yeah. When Ralphie was coming.
You know what was so funny? Like his heart was as big as his body, so that was the really interesting thing. Why I think people embraced him, like they really loved to be around him, and he never had a bad day in front of people. He just always had, you know, his own demons that he was battling with, but he was just great to be around, for sure.
All right, yeah, that is sure, for sure, man. I mean, I could feel it. I never, like, got to meet him, like, one-on-one, but just from his performance alone, he was just, you know, if he was here, I was here.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about, like, let's get some shares going, because we got, I mean, I just kind of try to, like, add up, like all the stuff we're giving away,
the goodies.
Like, I mean, we're trying to bribe you guys to watch this at this point. Like, we were just kind of talking about, like, this is what we have to do. Like, you know, two guys, we have to like give stuff away to you guys to make you guys watch us. I mean, if we were pretty girls, you guys would just want to watch us.
Everyone
naturally.
Would be tuned in automatically. Like,
we could have our feet up in front of the camera.
So you came with goodies. You came with gifts, right?
Yeah.
You have like a bunch of stuff. So what do you got?
I'm giving away breakfast, the Goldie's restaurant, a local place everybody loves here in central Naples.
Yeah.
In the center of Naples. I have aerial pole and fitness class.
And that's like a dance? Hey, yeah. Ken, what's happening? That's like a dance where they do the pole dancing?
Pole dancing.
Very cool.
So you'll get an intro class to that.
I should go on that. I should go there and do some pole dancing.
I think you should.
That would be fun.
I'm going to get the owner on the Captain Log eventually.
All right.
And then Momentum Brew House this weekend,
yep.
A place that I love, and I'm actually wearing the hat today.
Yeah, you're flying the colors.
Very nice. Their 4-year anniversary. I was there year one with Brian Hahn, at the owner of Momentum. He's giving away 2 tastings with classes this weekend. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to share these videos.
Yeah.
Both of them.
All right.
And you're going to need to comment what you want. So you got beer.
Yep.
Breakfast.
Yep.
Pole dancing.
Yep.
And what are you doing?
Tickets to the club. Preacher Lawson this weekend for America's Got Talent. The finalist. He was amazing. His show is outstanding. He's one of the best. I mean, he started actually at my club 15 years ago as an open micer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, one of the first times he was ever on stage was in Marco Island at Off the Hook. And then he literally went from, you know, open mics to featuring to headlining to going on America's Got Talent. And now he's like a superstar, which is super cool.
Wow.
So yeah, tickets for that. Guys, share. If you share the post, all you have to say is like, it's shared. And then I want to get a gift card to pole dance. I want, you know, the beer at Momentum. We have rum. Yeah.
I got this bottle of rum.
Captain Brian's rum.
Yeah, and this I'm giving away. He's giving it to me. I'm giving it to you. So if you want rum and you're over 21, you got to be over 21. Can't be under. I think most of our viewers here are 21.
I signed that bottle. It's bottle number what? It says on it.
Number 39.
Number 39.
Yeah.
39th bottle ever made. Captain Brian's rum right there. How can you go wrong with that? That's a deal, right?
Right.
Hey, Big Mama, what's happening, buddy? We're live, and we're in Naples, Florida. I'm coming to see you tomorrow. I'm going to be on the show. We're going to do the man panel. I'm going to be there.
Awesome.
On 103.9 with Big Mama.
Yeah, and Big Babs, Mama. Actually, he added me recently as a friend.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Good.
I'm
you have
up.
A few friends.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, your friends are my
friends. I don't know what happened to my shit with my my thing today. Like,
where are they at?
I don't know. Maybe I was having a problem with it, and it's, like, acting weird. You know how I was having, like, that little issue?
If you guys are watching my video, go over to Brian's video.
No, I don't know.
And share his, too.
So, but they'll do it. They'll do it later on. I mean, they're probably sick of seeing me, because I was, you know, yesterday.
Yeah,
every
if
day.
I had a dollar for every notification I got from Brian, I'd be, like... You know,
come on now. So you
people are saying the same thing about me right now.
That is true. Let's tell everybody kind of how you got started and what you do here in Southwest Florida and why you call yourself Mr. Southwest Florida, because that's a cool title.
Right.
I want to be something. I'm the captain, but I don't have, like, a Florida title. I mean, all right. Geez.
Well, yours is a more of a big brand. So,
oh, all right.
Mine's
all
more right. local, right? I am, my claim to fame and what I've done is I've built community interest groups throughout Facebook, several different ones. Some bigger than others, some, you know, some smaller, some more niche, but I have a foodies page, you know, Foodies Unite. We have the Rant and Rave page, which is always a fun time. You know, where I've kind of filtered some of those people off the mainstream pages and gotten, given them a nice place where they can just play and have fun. Though Facebook has been, obviously choking us down a little on our free speech, unfortunately.
Yeah, they have been, right?
You know, it used to be a lot more fun in some ways because of, but now with Facebook and, you know, the bullying stuff, you know, they've kind of cut down on some of the fun you can have in pages and groups, but, you know, it's still a good time. My largest community, Ask My Local Southwest Florida, by far one of the most popular. Basically, what I had seen happen about 3 years ago, I was in community pages where people were selling stuff, and people were getting absolutely grotesquely angry at the fact that people would ask questions in groups.
About what?
Just anything, like something about, hey, where can I find this?
I'm cutting across four lanes because I want to get the right sun angle. You know, I want to get you guys the right angle. If I go the wrong way in the sun, you can't see us. So I got to make sure I know where I'm going.
So, you know, these people would be like just up in arms, like if somebody asked a question in a page where people were just selling stuff typically, you know. So I was like, you know what, let's just make a page where people can ask questions.
Okay.
And now we're like, what, 23,000 members strong.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Where we just have, you know, I kind of very keep it organic flowing, you know, not a lot of promotional people, unless people are asking directly those questions of services and things to do and that kind of stuff. So, you know, Ask My Local Subs for is definitely the biggest, of the communities that I've built.
Okay.
But we, you know, if you go to My Local SWFL on Facebook, you can find all those groups, like my page, and just kind of see what, you know, the community building that I've done over the past 3 years. And that just now I'm starting to get out here in front of the camera again, which kind of leads me back to, how, like, me and Brian, we are pioneers of live video broadcasting
back then. Yeah.
Like, we're talking this not recent, but up to like 10 years ago, I started live video on a site called Justin.tv. I don't remember where were you using Ustream?
Okay, so I was using, I was using Ustream, but I also in 2005 put five live cameras at Off the Hook, and those were on my website live full time as well. And people could just go to the website and click on the link, and the cameras would snap through each, like, you couldn't select the camera, but it would just give you different angles all the time.
Yeah.
And it was live the whole day and all night.
Yeah.
So that was really cool, too. But I started the Captain's Log, I think, 2005 or 6.
Wow.
But the thing was, is that, like an idiot, I didn't keep up with it. I did it just whenever I wanted.
It's hard.
And then I would post it on YouTube. And I would be like, I didn't get that many views, and get like more disappointed and just start doing other things and going on and, you know, not caring that I should keep up with the audience and give them more and more content. I lost a lot of momentum, which I should have at the time stuck with it. Some of those videos have 500,000 views today on YouTube, but that's like 500,000 views in 10 years or 12 years. It's not like I got 500,000 views in 10 days like, you know, these superstar guys get now or even in a day, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's the disappointing part. But now I've been doing the live for six to eight months almost daily. I take usually Sundays off, but I still sometimes Saturday and Sunday I do something, even when I work out, like I'll go live on my bike just do different things that interact with people. But I haven't seen the type of response in the past 6 months. It's blown me away. Like every day people are messaging me. I walk in somewhere like the bank and they're like, the guy's like 60 years old. Yeah. He's like, dude, I watch all the shows. Like, it's hysterical. Like, I'm really interactive with it. But the most thing that kind of, for me, is that last week and the week before, like, I'm seeing the growth. Like, 167,000 views I had last week. The week before, I had 182,000. I mean, obviously, it depends on who I have for the week.
Obviously,
but most of them now are getting 20,000, 30,000 views. within like 5-10 days.
Right.
And then I started putting up clips. So I've been doing a lot of the clips, and the problem is I have so much content, I can't make the frigging clips quick enough because like I'm already off to the next live stream. So, you know, I have an intern, but then again, like they're always busy as well with school. So sometimes like they're not available during the day when I need them. So they're available like at night and they're helping me do some different things. But it's really, I've seen the growth like in 6 months. I should have done this back to what I should have done. Yeah. If I did that 10 years ago or 12 years ago when I was doing it, like I wouldn't be doing anything but live streaming video.
Yeah, for me, 10 years ago when I started doing it on, I was actually on Justin.TV.
Oh, yeah.
I found this live caster. I thought it was so intriguing.
Right.
And this girl was really cool. And she was actually coined like one of the first live casters.
Yep.
She's still out there. I still actually follow her on Instagram or somewhere. Nico Mimi Lisa is her name. She actually moved to Japan. She was so cool. What she would do is she'd be live on camera, but not really looking and talking to the camera, just living life. So that's what was considered like a live caster. Yeah. So that's what I started doing is, but I would be a little more interactive and try to engage the audience where she was just kind of doing her thing. But I would just be like hanging out in the house, you know, going, making dinner. You know, I would do these like live cooking shows. I mean, we're talking 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, and like, I remember even going out to like local places and Naples and stuff. And this one guy thought I was like the owner of Justin TV. He's like, are you like the,
you know, Justin TV guy?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And I'm like, no, man, I'm just using the website, you know? And, well, long story short about Justin.TV, which, you know, when I thought this whole transition took place, it moved over to Twitch TV. And which, I mean, Google ended up swallowing it up for, like, billions of dollars. And
do you do anything on Twitch now?
No, I don't.
I actually
suck at video games.
But I go on there, and sometimes I stream live from there, but I get nobody. But I just do it because, like, you have to, I think, hit a different market, and maybe one day one of the videos
will pick up. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Michael, what's up, buddy? I appreciate meeting you yesterday. That was great. Thank you for the meeting with Captain Brian's vodka and rum. Thank you very much. That was cool. Appreciate you tuning in, checking it out. But Twitch, yeah, I go live a couple times on Twitch. You have to really be good and know what you're doing, like on Twitch, to hit the right audience, I think.
Yeah.
Like you can't just go live and hope that people tune in. Like I don't get the whole way it works. Like
Bubba's doing really good with it.
Bubba's doing good. He's nowhere else.
They have like a premium thing now where you like through Amazon you can actually buy now. So I just checked him out and saw that, and you got to buy like this like premium subscription kind of thing.
Okay, which
is kind of cool. You know, yeah. I mean, he's been on Stern. That guy's huge.
Yeah. Which by the way, he's got a lot of haters, but he was always nice to me. Very, very nice to me.
You know, haters, man, they keep us strong. They keep us motivated, right?
They do. If you don't have haters, then you don't have fans.
You see me sometimes hating on this guy when he's doing live videos.
That's right.
Because I just want to motivate Brian. I want to keep him strong. I want to keep him doing these videos.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get the haters out there,
correct.
You know, you're not doing it. Like if you're doing it big when people are hating.
That's exactly right. Like you know, somebody hacked my Instagram last week.
I think I got one now actually.
What?
Just some guy hating.
You
know.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey. Moment of silence.
That's funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
Thanks.
So somebody last week hacked my Instagram.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was like it came in through like a third party app is what I was told, and they probably just were able to connect to a bunch of accounts and you know take them over, but it took me 16 hours to get it back. Dude, yeah. I was like in a straight panic.
Yeah, I bet.
Like I was a train wreck for 16 hours.
I lost my Facebook the other day trying to go live for like 10 minutes and I was like literally.
Wait, Facebook went down yesterday or the
day before.
Day before,
right?
Right.
I'm like trying to go live at Whole Foods and I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening?
Did you see that?
And
it was like, sorry, something's wrong. And then I'm calling like the box office girls and my marketing staff. I'm like, go online, see if you can get on Facebook. Did they kick me off or something? Like, what's going on? Because I thought it was me.
Yeah.
But it was down.
Yeah, it was around 1 o'clock?
Yep.
Yeah, I witnessed that too. I mean, only guys like us that are like glued to this crap.
Right, exactly.
Are finding that, so. But yeah,
so
man.
Guys, okay, so let's give away some tickets to Preacher Lawson right now. We'll give away some tickets to your peeps. He's at Off the Hook Comedy Club. And what you got to do, calling me trying to buy some vodka and rum. That's my sales rep.
Yeah.
he's chiming in the middle of my live. We'll get back to you, Kev. We'll get back to you, buddy. So basically, give me a share or a like. Give me a share or your favorite season of America's Got Talent number, and we'll pick the winner. We'll scroll through the comments and just pick a winner after the show goes live. It's hard to do it when we're driving, guys, because the sun reflects on the camera. We can't read everything all the time. So we're trying to read your comments when you come up, but somebody's got to drive. That's me. And Paul, he's just too lazy to do it. He doesn't want to go through
it. We're driving in traffic right now, and I'm like getting mad, right? Like, people like are just like last minute lefting and left minute righting. And the segue into that, road rage, my local SWFL, it's a thing. I have a page.
You have a page for that, too?
Just for road rage.
Do you have a page for everything?
I have a page for everything.
You just create pages all day.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we got like 3,000 people in road rage.
And they just go on there and they just bitch.
Bad parking jobs, snowbirds, you know, you name it. Started out snowbirds.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what, let's widen it out a little bit. Totally. And just to road rage. And now I was actually reading one yesterday. This woman got so mad that a guy that like backed out, she was hitting the horn and the guy just literally backed out. She almost hit him. He never stopped. She like followed him in the store.
Really?
And like shaking her finger.
You should have videoed her live.
Like, right. I know. It's like she told us the story, but the video would have been like, you know, just off the chain. But the story was pretty good. But what's really funny about my pages is like, there's like a lot of social justice warriors out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's stuff that's just, you know, that the people will always find the way to find the bad in anything, even in things that are, you know, that are good, you know, which sometimes is good, sometimes is bad. It's a double-edged sword. I mean,
even
in the foodies page, especially, you know, someone posts a picture of something, it's like, that doesn't look good at all. I'm like, who cares?
Right.
It probably tastes amazing.
You know what's, it's so hard to be judgy when you're, first of all, I own a restaurant, right? So I try to, you know, not go into it about other people's food or anything like that, because I eat everywhere. Like, every restaurant I walk into, they know, like, hey, Cap Brian, what's up? I'm just a fan. Like, I love food, right? But I always find it funny when someone says, like, oh, I've eaten in that restaurant 10 times, but I had a bad meal yesterday. I'll never go back. It's like, really? Like, you know, the owners of the restaurants, they're putting their heart and soul into it. They're not trying to put out shitty food.
Hey, ruin live calls. You have to answer, guys.
You never know. Jeez, my daughter calls me live from school. Like, why is she calling me from school at 11 o'clock in the morning? Like, I'm in a panic. So I have to answer. But back to you know, the way I feel about, like, the restaurants. The thing about the restaurants is that they're putting their heart and soul into it, you know?
Yeah,
they're,
absolutely.
When someone says that they had a bad meal and they're never going back, that's a little rough for me. Like, I can't emphasize, and I can't.
No, that's gonna happen for me. I mean, you pretty much got to just spit it in the plate and then hand it to me. Like, I mean, I mean, I have, like, you know, forgiven, you know, offenses like service or food. I mean, it happens. Like, people have bad days. I mean, we're all human beings.
Absolutely.
Food is food. Everyone is, you know, going to be subjective to what they like. I mean, barbecue. I mean, I wish I had a dollar every time we got best pizza asked. You know, and there's just so many different styles.
Who's your favorite? You have a top five? I have probably eaten in every pizza shop, at least in Naples and maybe most in Fort Myers. But I eat pizza like I'm like a pizza freak.
Wow.
Like, I eat pizza everywhere.
I'm a plain cheese guy, one bite kind of guy, you know, the rules kind of, you know, all thing right. With cheese.
Yeah.
And I like more white pizza because red sauce.
Really?
You know, in my 30s now, red sauce and me just,
indigestion.
You know, it's like my kryptonite. So I did have a great
one. But the garlic doesn't bother you on a white pizza?
Not too much.
It's just the
weird.
Acid from
the tomato.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, like, so down in Naples,
One
of the places I like to hit is Palumbo's.
Okay.
They do a 2-slice cheese lunch for like less than $6.
Yeah, Palumbo's is good.
I mean,
how about Mamma Mia's? That's one of my favorites.
I haven't been in there.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm like,
dude.
Like, you know, there's so many places, man. Like,
they've been in town like 50 years.
Where are they at?
Well, okay, so they're right next to Skyline Chili.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
phenomenal. Check them out.
Killer pizza.
I'll do the one
Bonita,
bite there.
I like Grandpa's and Bonita.
Yeah, I've been
you
there.
You like that?
Yep.
What about Alta Vila in Naples?
I've heard. I just
very
recently
good.
Seen that one mentioned.
Very
People
good.
Have been, you know,
very
raving
good.
About that one in the space.
New York Pizza and Pasta, they carry they have Captain Brian's Vodka and Rum now. So
that's awesome.
Go see Johnny. He hook it up. I love his pizza. I love his pepperoni and sausage. And I get extra cheese. Love the New York style. I do Joey D's.
Okay, yeah.
That's very good. I also like, let's see. Jeez, I could keep going on and on and on, but where else do I go? Dude, you're going to hate me for this one. You're going to hate me. But the kids make me get Jets, and I can't lie. I'll get a thick pan pizza, but I'm so crazy.
I will not say it's bad.
I'll eat Jets for lunch and still eat a New York pizza for dinner.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
I don't even call that pizza, but I still eat it.
It's crazy, those thick ones. Yeah, I do, like, the two-piece special.
It doesn't make,
the
yeah.
The two-slice special, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's filling, though.
It's like, very filling.
Pieces are filling.
But I don't call that pizza. Like, and I'll go to the crust. I like the crust.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Again, I don't consider that pizza. Like, it's, I could eat that for lunch and
are,
be like...
Those are like thin
different
crust.
Style.
Like,
different
it's,
style.
It's like cracker pizza.
Yeah. So that's another one that I'll do. But I could eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
But I don't want... I never will reheat it. Like, a slice... If a slice is in the window and they're like, yeah, two slices. And I look at it and the cheese is already cold. I'm like... Nope, I don't want a slice. I'll buy a whole pizza.
Yeah, I mean...
I can't reheat anything. Like, I don't eat leftovers, nothing.
I live up in Fort Myers, so, you know, they got the Downtown House of Pizza.
Oh, downtown, dude.
They just expanded it, too.
I killed, like, three slices the other day there.
And they do, like, they
so
get
delicious.
Creative. Like,
yeah.
One day they had, like, a taco pizza, which
so
sounds
delicious.
Weird, but... I mean,
and then they have the Cole... Oh, I like Rosati's. Do you like
the
Chicago
like
here?
They're thick.
Yeah, the thick
like
Chicago
kind of,
pie.
The thicker one, yeah.
And then I also like the Cole pizza at the Bell Tower shops. What's that called?
Bell Tower?
Yeah, Bell Tower, Fort Myers.
Don't know it.
Oh, that's really good, too.
Yeah.
But the other day I ate there, to be honest with you, it was not so hot.
Yeah,
it's usually phenom, but it wasn't that hot. So, but I'll give them another chance because their antipasto is delicious, and I love their marinated red bell peppers. They put on they're charred and grilled. They put on the antipasto. Forget about it. Get in my belly.
There was a
so
place.
Delicious.
There was a place I just was checking out or heard about. It's been open like a year up at Coconut Point where they kind of
you make your own
pizza thing.
Yeah, that's great.
Where
you walk up to the counter. Yeah,
it's like kind of like the Moe's of
pizza.
It's
right next to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I need to get up there and check that
out. Now, there's a new place that's coming to Shops at Vanderbilt from Miami, and they make the Star Pizza. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've been seeing that being posted a lot.
That's crazy. That place is so delicious.
So they're reinventing the shape of pizza.
It's legit. No,
really?
That pizza, yeah. Oh, it's so legit. That guy is phenomenal. Famous on South Beach, he's gonna kill it here.
Awesome,
but
I look forward to it.
But yeah, so
hopefully I'll get in on the grand opening.
No, don't be trying to get in there. It's the Southwest, Lord.
Yeah,
tell them they gotta be on the captain's log first.
Yeah, we'll both come in there.
All right.
Blow it out.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll have lines of like Krispy Kreme lines at that place.
That's a good time.
That was a great time, Krispy Kreme. Have you got any yet?
You know what? I went there once, but I'm a huge fan of Trackside.
Oh, yeah. Always
great. I'm also
great.
A big fan of Bennett's.
Bennett's, yeah. They're
dark
good too.
Roast? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
like.
I get down there because I'm only 20 minutes from downtown where I live.
Oh, all
so,
right. All right.
That's kind of like my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I always support local, too, but it's great to see. You got Small Cakes that just opened up there, too.
I don't know that one.
What's that? It's a cupcake shop.
Really? Is
it
good?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Small Cakes, I'm coming at you.
Yeah, Tanya, she's actually lives in my like neighborhood area somewhat. She's a very nice woman, and she's just getting out there and spreading the cheer with some cupcakes.
You know what I saw the other day was Duck Donuts?
Duck Donuts, yeah.
I haven't been there, but somebody, Big Mama posted it, and then there was like three other people that posted it.
That's a Coconut, yeah.
It's a Coconut.
I've been seeing it,
yeah.
Those are like kind of like the small ones, which we got down in Nichols. You got the Peace Love and Little
Donuts. Peace Love and Little Donuts,
same kind of concept.
Yeah.
You know, where they're making them, like, hot to the order.
Correct. Yeah, you put it in order, and they make... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's,
exactly.
You can't go wrong with a hot donut.
Did you go to the food truck rally at Chops at Vanderbilt?
I didn't, man.
You did?
I wanted to.
Dude, there's
that
a donut...
Was,
there's a donut truck?
Yeah.
Out of control.
Coasting Donuts?
Out of control.
Was that her? Was it Coasting? Green?
I don't know.
That is probably her, because, I mean...
They do, like, a cream custard with strawberries and whipped cream, like...
It's probably Coasting. She's like the donut queen.
Yeah, out of control.
They're awesome. I love her.
So delicious.
She won up at Taco Fest when I was a judge
up
there.
Okay, so that's probably her, yeah.
Like, yeah, she's been...
So delicious.
She's the OG on the food truck.
Have you been to Napoli on the Bay? Love it. Of course. I used to eat there... So Napoli on the Bay, back in the day when I was an intern with the Florida Marine Patrol, I know, it's getting time to eat. We used to take the Florida Marine Patrol boats out to the city dock and go Napoli on the Bay. Love their pizza. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
That's down Tin City area?
No, like, it's on the dock, City Dock.
City Dock, okay.
Yeah, you know that right by the City Dock?
Yeah.
That little strip of restaurants there?
Oh, yeah.
But he's got a few now, I think. He's opened up a couple different, he opened up one on on 41.
Nice.
Where Spice is, 21 Spice.
Okay, yeah.
In that plaza, I'm pretty sure he's got one there too. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, so are you guys sharing? Are you guys
Crystal,
are you guys commenting?
Crystal shared both lives, so Crystal, you're going to win something. We got to give you something. You got to tell us what you want to win, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to tell us. I mean, we got pole dancing. We got breakfast at Goldie's. We got Momentum's 4-year anniversary this weekend.
Which you asked me to go.
Yeah, I want
to. Did you ask me to go because you really want me to? Yeah, or are you being polite?
I mean, I want you to go. I want you to meet Brian. I want Captain Brian to meet Brian, the owner of Momentum. Yeah. Maybe you guys can collaborate on something.
I was talking about doing maybe a custom craft beer. You guys think that's a good idea? Let me know.
Yeah, think of some flavors. I could name one, but I'm not going to.
All right.
Because it'd be kind of hating.
Oh, damn. These guys always hating on me.
You know the flavor I was going to go with. Oh, man.
All right, so, guys, we'll wrap it up. But, yeah, comment on what you shared and what you want to win for our prizes. We're giving away some great stuff. We are wrapping up the Captain's Log. You can always hit the little bell. You can like us. You can share us. Download the podcast. This is Mr. Southwest Florida, Paul Harper, my guest today. And I want to thank you for being on it.
Thank you, man.
And you have a good day, huh?
Yeah,
and a weekend.
Too.
I'll see you Saturday.
Let's go eat some.
Let's do it.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See you.